Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
I'm back. I've been away for 3 weeks. I'm back, and it is a joy to be sitting back in my chair. We have a great deal to get through today. We're talking about A Night to Remember, and it's probably not what you think. We'll also be talking to Michael Ryan, who is the Chef of the Year with the Age Good Food Guide. So much to cover, so little time. We are talking cravings as we do every Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and it's very nice to be back in my chair. Pete Dillon with you, just when you thought it was safe to turn your radio back on a Saturday afternoon. I'm here to inhabit your space, your car, your lounge. You might still be in bed. Good afternoon, if that is the case. I hope you're enjoying whatever you are doing. It is a lovely spring Saturday, the first day of spring here in Melbourne, and it is very nice to be back. I must send my greatest thanks and gratitude to the very fabulous Hilary McNevin, who did fill in for me for the time I was away. She almost put me out of a job, I think. She was very, very good, and very grateful to Hill. She's always good. And the man who's got one of the gayest voices on the gayest station in the nation, as he would like to call it. Thank you, Matty T, for the news. Splendid as always. I have missed your dulcet tones, young man. And thank you to the team for Detours. I love hearing Victorian tourism highlighted, because We have so much to be proud of in this great state, and we will be talking about one of the heroes of regional Victoria. He's probably not very comfortable with the term hero, but on Monday night was awarded Chef of the Year at the Age Good Food Guides. We'll be talking a little more about those as well during the course of the hour, but I want to hear from you. Tell me if you're pleased I'm back. Tell me if you're not. I don't really give a toss. Just tell me something. 0427 Joy949. You can send an SMS. You can email on air@joy.org.au. You can do things the old-fashioned way. Ring 1300 Joy949. Speak to Heath, perched out there on the desk doing a Sudoku puzzle or something equally as enthralling. Or you can indeed do things the new way. Send a tweet to cravings_joy949. Would love to hear from you today because, well, we've some interesting things to talk to. And the first of which, I have a fellow in the studio. You may we've met him before. He's been here, so he makes a triumphant return. His name is Pierre Boyer from Le Petit Gâteau at the back of the RACV Club in Little Collins Street. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Peter. How
welcome
are you doing?
Back. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Now, we were to have Philippe Michel here with you, but from PM24, he is a late scratching. His cold room has broken down or something.
Yeah,
drastic.
He had a little bit of a drama with the cold room, so he had to stay and look after a few things.
Just pull that microphone a little bit closer to you, mate, so we can we can hear you. Now, there's a couple of things I want to talk to you about, the first of which is there's going to be a bit of a demon influence on A Night to Remember, the 15th of September. Now, a young fellow by the name of Elvin Lung, who a couple of years I interviewed in Tasmania when he was here for Savor Tasmania, and we did an outside broadcast for this program, is coming back. He's known as the Demon Chef.
Yes.
You've met this guy.
Yeah, I've met him. I was with him last week and last year as well.
In Hong Kong?
Yeah, in Hong Kong. Actually, he's, I don't know. He's, it's more, I think, Demon with his cooking style. Mm. He's a great guy. And we've smoked.
He's good fun.
Yeah, he's good fun. We smoked cigar. We had a few drinks. Mm. He's really good. He's very passionate. It's unbelievable. He's traveling the world, going to the best hotel, going to the best restaurants. And his vision is like molecular Chinese.
Well, it's an interesting fusion. I'm trying to find, there was a particular extreme Chinese, I think, yes, they want to, yes, call it, which I think is a little interesting.
Yeah, well, some of the flavors I didn't know, so I was, you know, very interesting. Mm. But I've put it on my Instagram, few photos of his food, and and it's really pretty. It's very nice.
It's great food. He cooked a dinner at, or was part of a dinner at Miwa in Hobart.
Yes, we talked about it. Yes.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He is a bit of a demon in many ways, but he's also somebody who's got a great grasp on wonderful modern food and those, yeah, fusions that we've come to expect. So we're going to talk a little bit about A Night to Remember, which is for the Alzheimer's Australia Victoria Foundation, and I will always be a great big supporter of that organisation. It affects me very, very personally, so I'm pleased to be able to talk about it. Rotary Club of Manningham, I believe, is also involved as a supporter of this event on the 15th of September.
Yes.
Very good. The Age Good Food Guide Awards were announced this week, and there were very few surprises, I guess, but one of the big surprises was the announcement of the Chef of the Year. This is the second year in a row, I think, that the Chef of the Year, or maybe it was Restaurant of the Year last year at the Royal Mail Hotel. I'm sure we'll get a tweet from the lovely people at the Royal Mail, because they listen every Saturday. Hello to you in Dunkeld. To tell us whether last year they were Chef of the Year, Dan Hunter, or whether it was Restaurant of the Year. But great to see Michael Ryan from Provenance up in Beechworth taking the mantle. And I wanted to pick your brains on this just a little bit, Pierrick, because it's nice to see a regional chef being recognised with probably what is one of the two biggest awards of the year, yeah, apart from the awarding of three hats, which didn't change from last year. It's good to see somebody like Michael, who's, you know, not traditionally from a food background. He's actually a scientist. Nice to see him being rewarded, and it's nice to see Country Victoria being recognised.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I think that there's... you know, through experience, I've met a baker in France who his background was not even bread. He was in IT, and he won best baker bakery, you know, after 2-3 years. I think it's fantastic, because you come with a different approach, and you're different than, you know, most of your peers. So I think it's a great thing. So
then, well, then you have to look at somebody like Jost Bakker, who won the Innovation Award on Monday night. He's a tulip farmer,
mm-hmm,
and has had a huge, he's a Dutch fellow, has had a huge influence on food in Australia, both in Perth and obviously his pop-up restaurant that was here for the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival, and now there is the Silo here. He is a very clever man, so it's nice to see that we're sort of stepping outside and looking for some new and interesting people to lead our charge in food. We're going to have a quick message, and I found a song for you, Pierrick, that is funnily enough called A Night to Remember. So we'll have a message, we'll listen to some music, and we'll be back with Pierrick Boyer, and we'll talk about A Night to Remember for Alzheimer's Vic, and we'll also talk about the Good Food Guide Awards. There's a lot to get through. This is Cravings here on Joy 94.9. It is 13 minutes past one.
Hi, this is Guy Grossi, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
You want diversity? Check out Weekends on Joy.
Yes, of course, do check out Weekends on Joy 94.9. Coming up after this program is Fender Benders, which you can listen in and learn all things about cars, of course, which is all good fun. You can... look, there's a great mini programs on today. You'll hear a load of them. So, coming, I know there's shows about music and all sorts of things all afternoon, taking you right through until then. There's something I think a bit dancey a bit later on. Now, we have heard from the Royal Mail Hotel up in Dunkeld, Pierrick Boyer, who is my guest, and I have been told that Dan Hunter was in fact Chef of the Year last year. So this is 2 years in a row we've seen a regional chef take out that title, and the year before they were Restaurant of the Year. So very busy times for regional Victoria, which is good. And in a little while, we're actually going to have a bit of a chat to Jan Applegren as well, who is the editor of the Good Food Guide, and she's going to sort of talk us through some of the highlights and lowlights and all of those things that happen. So we'd best get to you, sir. On the 15th of September, a night to remember is a great big fundraising dinner to assist Alzheimer's Australia Victoria. Before I go any further, are there tickets available still?
I don't think there are any more tickets.
Okay, sold out. Ita Buttrose, who is the president of Alzheimer's Australia, national president, she will join guests at this year's coming feast. It's going to be a huge dinner. Talk us through what the dinner is for you, Pierrick, and sort of what diners can expect and how big it is.
So basically, I've done it for the last... That will be the second time I will be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have Mark Normore from the RACV, Jeffrey Tan.
Yep.
We'll have Philippe Mouchel, Alvin Long from Bo Innovation in Hong Kong, and myself, of course, doing the desserts.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important because, you know, we all know Alzheimer's and they need all the help that we can give. It's very dear to me, definitely. So we plan to have around 300 plus person.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be fun. Of course, that will be held at the RACV City Club.
Yep.
And
which is where your store is.
Yes. So
can we call that a store? What do you call it?
It's a pastry shop, Le Petit Gâteau. It's a coffee pastry shop. So it's part of the RACV. And so we do the desserts for the all RACV.
Yep. Okay. So you cover all of that, which is good. Now the dinner. So there's all of those chefs. So it's obviously going to be a
disaster.
No. This is going to be a whole fun. People getting fat. I should think.
Yes.
And you're doing desserts. Elvin Lung is here, as we mentioned, from Hong Kong. Why do you get involved? Because this is not the only charity event that you're involved with. Why do you get involved in charity? Why do you see the need to make a contribution to charity as somebody who is a chef and a businessman?
Yeah, but basically, I do a lot. And for me, it's about giving my time. Because, you know, I'm happy at work. I do a lot of things. And for me, giving my time, it's natural. I feel like I have to, and because I really want, and giving time, and, you know, giving pleasure and giving nice desserts, I hope so. So that's why I'm doing it.
Because that's one of the things. The other thing, you've recently provided a recipe for a program called Just Better Care, which is Recipes for Life. It's all about the importance of the needs of Australia's aging population around food. It's the campaign is there to promote the rights of older Australians, but it's also providing some recipes and some inspiration for older people to step outside of the norm and cook stuff that they normally wouldn't.
So basically, we had to provide like an easy recipe. So I've used the chocolate Mueller, which is half cooked chocolate almond cake.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I've done on the French Food Safari with Maeve.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very easy recipe, and you can have cream or ice cream, and, you know, it's
or both.
Or both, yes. And it's a simple pleasure, but, you know, it's easy to do at home. And, you know, if I can be part of anything like that, I'm more than happy.
And I guess an aging population would find some restrictions around food from what they know and what they're comfortable with.
Yes.
And then, you know, you get to a certain age and you don't want to experiment. You can become, look, I know we're both saying the same thing.
Yes.
You can become quite set in your ways, and there are things you know you like to eat, things that you that
cannot
are safe.
Have.
Oh, well, there's loads that you can't have.
No. I start to discover that now. I mean, recently I had to do some tests, but anyway, so I cannot have as much butter as before and as much chocolate and so on.
Really? What's wrong with you?
I did some, you know, had some too much trilipids in my blood. So
okay.
And I had to do some heart tests. But anyway, so big stuff. So I have to be a lot more healthy, if you, you know, and I have to lose weight. And, you know.
Well, yeah, look, can I recommend? Go to Thailand.
Yeah, no.
Go to the floating market, about an hour out of Bangkok. And on those boats they have some people
do
selling
yourself.
Food, and one woman sells some chicken. Eat the chicken.
Yes. Okay.
Let me give you that hint, because
I'm going now.
I have come back with I've barely eaten all week. I've been eating like a bird. I've got this salmonella poisoning. Well, we think it's salmonella. I'm still waiting for pathology results, but I reckon I've lost 5 kilos in.
Why you look good?
The last 10. I don't feel it, but for the last 10 days. So there are things you should eat and things you should not eat, and you would think the chicken is safe, but perhaps not. Now, people can also get involved with this Just Better Care situation. Now, Christine Manfield, who is the ambassador, she's known as a food media personality. I don't like the word celebrity chef. Do you like the word celebrity chef?
No.
It's a bit oxymoronic because chefs cook food and do extraordinary jobs in doing so, and there are a great many chefs that I love to talk to who are known, but I just think celebrities are, let's leave that to the people on the Shire, yes. Yeah. Because anyone can become a celebrity these days. Anyway, so Christine Manfield is heading up this campaign, providing simple recipes to inspire older Australians to prepare easy, nutritious and tasty meals at home. Luke Mangan, Lindy Milan, Tony Bilson, Alessandro Pavoni. Do you know Alessandro?
No. Oh,
nice guy. No. And Ian Curley have all created recipes along with yourself to provide older Australians with better nutritional choices when preparing their meals at home. The Australian public will be invited to participate with the chefs and create and recommend their own recipes for a better life through the Just Better Care website. And the top three most voted recipes will win $1,000 in groceries, which is fantastic. Awesome. So I suggest you get onto Just Better Care on your favourite search engine, and you'll find that, and enter that competition with your own recipes, because so many people who listen to this program, Pierrick, love to cook.
Perfect.
And I'd like to hear from you. What would your recipe be? 0427JOY949. Do send me an SMS. You can email onair@joy.org.au, or you can do things the newfangled way. Send me a tweet to cravings_joy949. There's quite a few tweets coming in. I can't keep up with them. Or you can indeed do things the old-fashioned way. And Ringheath is sitting on the desk. He'll take your call, 1300JOY949. And if you're not a member, join up while you're there, because it's very cheap, and you'll have access to all sorts of benefits as a member of this organisation, including winning prizes, which is something that we all like. One of the statistics around dementia, which did cause me some concern, and like I said, it's very close to my heart. My mum has dementia. She's in a home. And going back to the Alzheimer's dinner on the 15th is, there's 72,000 people in Victoria currently living with dementia, and 56 people develop dementia every day.
Oh, wow.
That's extraordinary. 56 people every day are being diagnosed or developing dementia or Alzheimer's, which is really quite frightening. So when I was looking through these notes, I thought, my God, this is really scary stuff. That's why this dinner is so important. How many courses? Do you know?
Five.
One, two, three, four. Yeah, there's five courses. And I'm assuming there's a bit of wine going around the room.
Yes.
And where's it being held? The RACV Club?
Yes, on the level 17 of the RACV City Club.
Which is, as we mentioned before, where your store is, Le Petit Gâteau. Tell me how that came about.
Basically, we celebrated the fifth anniversary not long ago. And I've been blessed, and we're passionate, and really have the support of the RACV was fantastic. Wanted to do something different than what's other pastry shop what's around, and I think so far then we succeed in what we do. We try to be minimalistic, but using only the best flavors, best chocolates, best fruit. And
now, do you only use one particular brand of chocolate, or are you fairly flexible?
Yes, I use the Michel Cluzel chocolate.
And are you an ambassador for that?
You can say that. Yes.
Okay. You can
How
say
do you
that.
Know?
Well, look, I've spoken to a number of people who are involved with chocolate, and everybody seems to be an ambassador for a particular couverture of chocolate, whether it's you know what they all are. I don't need to tell you about them because I can't get my tongue across them. It is 27 minutes past one here on Cravings on Joy 94.9. Pete Dillon with you, with Pierrick Boyer. We're going to very shortly speak to the editor of the Age Good Food Guide, Jan Applegren, about the results on Monday night and anything that may or may not have surprised. And then a little later we'll speak to the very lovely Michael Ryan from the Provenance restaurant in Beechworth, who was awarded the Chef of the Year. It's it's all very exciting. We better have some messages and a bit of a French band doing a song for you, Pierrick, just after this. This is Cravings here on Joy 94.9. Yes, do become a member. It'll be very, very good for you. It's 28 minutes to 2 here on Cravings on Joy 94.9. Pete Dillon with you. That was the very fabulous Nouvelle Vague with Blue Monday. Great song. I like it. Great band. And they do a wonderful job of doing some covers. As I mentioned just before we went to that song and that little, we won't call it a commercial break, but those announcements. Jan Applegren joins me on the phone. Jan is the editor of the Age Good Food Guide, and he's going to give us a bit of a sort of potted overview, if you will, of the awards on Monday night. Jan, good afternoon.
Hi, Pete. Good to talk to you.
Thank you for giving up some time on your weekend.
You've dragged me out of the veggie patch today.
It's actually a really lovely day to be in the veggie patch. What are you growing?
It's terrific. Well, I've just actually pulled out Yacon. So they're a cross between artichokes and ground apples, I guess. But I'm not quite sure what to do with them. So if anyone's got any tips, I'd love to hear.
Pierrick Boyer is with me in the studio, and he's sitting here just shaking his head.
I have no idea.
Don't ask me a question like that. So they're like a cross between a Jerusalem artichoke?
Yes.
And a ground apple. They're called Yacon.
Yacon.
Maybe one of our listeners would know, Jan. 0427-JOY949. If you know what to do with a Yacon, do send us an SMS, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Maybe Dan Hunter. We know he's listening in Dunkeld, so at the Royal Mail. Maybe he would know what to do with them. You can send a tweet, Dan, if you wish.
I'm sure he would, but he'd have really cute little baby ones, and mine are quite big and lumpy. So.
Right. Maybe you could do... Remember chocos?
Yes.
Maybe they could serve a similar purpose to a choco.
They're not as ugly as chocos or celeriac, but they probably could.
There we go.
We'll have a go.
Jan, what was it, the 25th? No, more than that.
33. So we're 33 years old. So.
That's a lot. And is this your fourth guide?
This is my fourth guide, yes.
Right.
And we're very excited today because it's $10 today with the Saturday Age from your newsagent, which is a third of the price it was last year.
So. Oh, that's a good thing. People should be rushing to their newsagents, get a copy of The Age for the Saturday Age, because it's always a good read, of course, and pick up your copy of The Age Good Food Guide, which... All of the announcements were in there. It all happened on Monday night. If there had been a bomb dropped on the NGV, I think the industry would be in some peril.
We'd all be very hungry now if there had been a bomb dropped on the NGV, I've got to say.
Let's talk about some of those... Were there any big surprises for you, I guess, is always the first question for me?
Well, I think it's unusual for us to have both the Chef of the Year and the Restaurant of the Year from the Regional Restaurant of the Year from the same place, and that was Michael Ryan up at Beechworth this year.
We're going to speak to him in about 10 minutes' time, so we better not cut his lunch too much. this is the second year in a row that we've seen the Chef of the Year from Regional Victoria, Dan Hunter, last year from the Royal Mail.
And it just goes to show how extraordinary things are in country Victoria.
Absolutely.
And in fact, we've got our first two-hatted restaurant on the Mornington Peninsula, certainly in my memory, which is 10 minutes by tractor.
Mm-hmm.
So the region's just still just booming, and you know there's some Loam is still a brilliant two-hatted restaurant, and there are quite a few new places in the country this year as well,
which is terrific. And we're seeing some new hats to some city-based restaurants as well, which is always a good thing. Just while we're on the country story, great to see also 10 Minutes by Tractor picked up another award. Was it a wine list award?
Yes, it was. It won the best regional wine list. 10 Minutes by Tractor, and there's some amazing drinking on that list. And it's also really nice to see a winery restaurant that basically takes in the rest of the world onto its list. So you can drink very well down there, provided you've got a designated driver to bring you home on your tractor.
Yes, or you stay down in the region.
That's
yes.
true.
Now, Gladioli, also a regional restaurant.
Yes, in fact, that was one of quite a few. I mean, it's been a tradition of the Guide in the past that it's been quite hard to get a hat your first year as a restaurant. We tend to reward consistency, and we had some real rule breakers this year. I think Albert Street Food Store,
Food and Wine in Philippa Sibley's new venture.
Yeah, and Philippa Sibley told me she thought it was Brunswick's first hat that wasn't a bicycle helmet. We were very chuffed with that.
Estelle Byron Kitchen, our good mate Scotty and Scotty Pickett and Ryan Flaherty picking up their first hat.
Yeah, and that's been a real favourite, not only with Northcote locals, but people from all over Melbourne, and especially chefs and winemakers. I think a couple of winemakers told me the first week that they'd eaten, that it was open, that they'd eaten extraordinarily well there. So that was exciting.
Well, both boys with such good pedigrees, it would be surprising if the food wasn't extraordinary.
And quite idiosyncratic as well. I think a really unique little restaurant. Moon Underwater, yes. I think we thought we wouldn't get Moon Underwater into the guide this year. And I'd had a little discussion with Andrew McConnell and said to him, look, I think you'll be too late for us.
Mm.
And I made a booking just privately to go. And one of my reviewers rang me and said, this was the best meal I've eaten this year.
Wow.
And we managed to squeeze it in, which was great, and it went straight to a hat. I think we were all pretty unanimous. I think we had four or five reviewers eat there in the first couple of weeks.
Mm.
So, as the reviewer who called me said, Andrew has a knack of knowing what and how Melburnians want to eat before they even know it themselves.
He does, doesn't he? It's uncanny. Pay Modern, also Mark Best's venture into Melbourne, picking up its first hat.
Yes, and it's one of the lovely things is to see what that has done for Collins Place, because that has been a building that's kind of struggled to work out what it is and where it should be, and it's a lovely little spot. So,
yep.
And terrific for weekend breakfast as well.
Exactly, and also Terminus at the Flinders Hotel?
Yes, absolutely. So two terrific hospitality folk down there in Pierre Codger and Clinton Trevisi have managed. And I think that's going to be really an exciting food and wine destination. I spoke to the owners on Monday night, and they are only a few weeks away from opening a resort hotel, you know, a proper hotel down there.
Yep.
They've had accommodation, and I think it's going to be one of Victoria's most interesting food and wine destinations now.
Mm. And Teller, I don't know much about Teller.
Teller's been a hatted restaurant in the Guide before, and they have just really moved a little way across town. They did a switch between Shepherd and Maroopna.
Mm-hmm.
But they have had a hat in their previous location, and they've gone straight back to that level again. And it's quite ambitious for where it is, really. It's a restaurant in two halves, which we're seeing a little bit more of this year, and I'm seeing it around Australia, where you have a slightly more formal offering upstairs and a slightly more casual one downstairs.
Mm. Now, no changes to the three-hatted restaurants. We went from two to four last year, and that's remained with Attica and Jacques Raymond, Vue du Monde, all three here in Melbourne, and Royal Mail Hotel in Dunkirk. And Vue du Monde taking the gong for Restaurant of the Year.
Yes, I think Vue du Monde had been open days when the guide went to press last year, and we rushed it in, but it was clearly still very much evolving. It wasn't finished. There were still details to go up. I think they were still working out the lay of the land with the room and everything else. But obviously it's well and truly bedded down now, and I think anyone who's eaten there would agree that it's an exciting experience. It's an expensive experience, but it's an exciting experience.
Always has been.
Yes, in fact, we sat down and had a bit of a look around the other restaurants around Australia, including, you know, Key and Mark and Tetsuya. And I think that the full degustation, and even the Royal Mail, the full degustation at Vue du Monde is, I think, the priciest in the country.
Yes.
That we found. So, yes, it's not the kind of place that you can go every week unless, you know, you're maybe Gina Reinhart. But,
yes.
But even then, it's a bit of a long flight for her.
But it's a wonderful experience to go, you know, for that one-in-a-lifetime experience to go and eat at somewhere like Vue du Monde or Jacques or Attica or indeed the Royal Mail or a number of our two-hatted restaurants for that sort of celebration experience that you save all year for. There are so many people who, unlike us, Jane, I think, don't have the luxury of eating as we do. So it's one of those things that is well worth putting all of your dollar coins in a jar for at some point.
And I think the other thing is that the 14s and 14.5s in the guide really represent some fantastic eating as well. It's not just the hatted restaurants that are pretty special.
Well, it was good to see a couple of my little favourites go from no hats to a hat, including Easy Tiger, the Thai venue in Smith Street in Collingwood. A great Thai restaurant.
I must admit, it's one of my favourites.
And
I love their Sunday night feed me menu, where you just go along and
they throw food at you.
And it's small, and there's a communal table, but they manage it really well.
Yeah, they do, and their service is impeccable.
Yeah, the level of hospitality there is pretty great. And so I think we sat down as a panel this year and looked through and had a look, and I know it's been a favourite with quite a few of our reviewers and our panel. So we were very happy to give them their hat.
And the European.
The European, yeah. The Europeans have been up and down a little bit, but I think it is, you know, I think we get a lot of our reviewers saying, you know, it's a typical Melbourne restaurant, or it's a quintessential Melbourne restaurant, and we scrub it out of most of them. But when it comes to the European, it really is. Mm. And I think that the food is absolutely on song, and it's a great spot.
And we love anything that rewards Ian Curley, because he is one of the good guys of our business.
He is indeed, yeah.
Yes. What's the most difficult thing, Jane? I'll make this the last question. What's the most difficult thing for you as the editor or the leader of this reviewing team to come up with every... Is it difficult cutting out those ones you know that are just a half a point away from the next level? What's the hardest bit?
Well, I think removing a hat is always difficult, and we do think about it pretty hard.
Mm.
Sometimes, and it's happened in the last 2 years... Sometimes places lose hats simply because standards go up. So last year, the modern Asians really raised the bar. So we had places like Easy Tiger and Dandelion and Golden Fields opening, which were just really knocked a few places that were hovering at a hat level. Really, it said to them, you know, you guys have to work a bit harder. You have to be a bit more innovative. And this year, it was probably Mediterranean and Italian places that did the same thing. So, it is very hard, but they're still in the guide and they're still recognised for doing what they do well. Dropping restaurants is always tricky, but often it's a much more straightforward decision than we think. So.
Very good. Jane, look, really grateful for your time today. We're going to grab Michael Ryan on the phone very shortly and have a chat to him about being awarded Chef of the Year. Always grateful for your time and continued success with your upcoming fifth Age Good Food Guide for next year.
Thank you, Pete.
I'll let you get back to your garden.
Thank you.
Cheers. That's Jane Applegren. She is a delight. She's the editor of the Age Good Food Guide. It is 16 minutes to 2 here on Cravings on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
This is Cravings here on Joy 94.9. It is 1:45. Pierre Boyer is in the studio with me. We have been talking about A Night to Remember, which is on the 15th of September, 2 weeks' time for Alzheimer's Victoria. And joining us now on the phone is a man who's, I think, quite a little bit humbled up there in Beechworth. Michael Ryan, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Firstly, my good friend, congratulations on winning the Chef of the Year. Were you surprised?
I was very surprised with that one. I said before, I thought we were in with a chance for a regional restaurant.
Yep.
And I was pretty flattered to be nominated for Chef of the Year. I mean, there's some pretty big guns up there. So.
Well, you're also following in some fairly illustrious footsteps.
Yes, might as well. I'm still waiting for the tiara from...
Look, we'll see if we can get that back from Dan Hunter. He's worn it for the last year and he's probably clinging very tightly to it. Let's talk about the genesis of Provenance in Beechworth. Mm-hmm. How did it all come about? It's been around for now a little while.
4 years in December, actually. Yeah. Mm. Well, prior to this, we had a restaurant in Nettleford called Range, which was our first business, and it was a good introduction for us in terms of businesses, and it was attached to a motel, and
mm-hmm.
it was good for us. It was a good setup. But after 3 years, we felt we wanted to. Is on something a little bit bigger and grander, and this place is certainly grander, and it also had the accommodation attached, which was a big mm-hmm. bonus, especially in the country. It's kind of essential.
Yeah, it is. Larissa DeBecchi has called you the chef's chef and said that you're revered in the industry, but you're not the household name you deserve to be. Is that sort of thing a little frightening for you?
I don't think about it too much. Ultimately, the reason why you want to be a household name is to get some thumbs on your seats in the restaurants, really. So if that's the final outcome, then I'm pretty happy with it.
That's a good thing. Now, your background is in chemistry, isn't it?
A long time ago. I studied at Adelaide Uni before cooking
mm-hmm.
and worked in the field for a little bit and then decided to try something a bit different. So I did one of those commercial cookery courses at mm-hmm. Adelaide TAFE and, sort of learned the basics, I guess, not a lot, but fortunately had a very good first job, which sort of set me on my path.
Now, Jane Applegren has said that you merge Eastern and Western styles seamlessly and make heroes of local ingredients. You are, I guess, blessed to have extraordinary local ingredients up there in the Northeast. Is there a favourite ingredient that you're using at present, Michael?
Local ingredients up here, I mean, the fruits are really, really good, all the stone fruits and then the apples and particularly berries, obviously not yet, but coming in soon. And cherries very soon. So, you know, well, soon, you know, 3 or 4 months. But, yeah, I really love the fruits of the area.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some really good meats. I'm using some grass-fed Wagyu from up around Albury Way, which is very good.
You are allowed to give them a plug if you should wish.
Sure, Yolandra.
Beautiful.
Yeah, they've got a small outlet in Albury, but they've got farms in Missa and around Albury and Rutland. Mm-hmm.
And the merging of East and West, you have a bit of a thing for Japanese food?
Yeah, I mean, it's always been an interest of mine. I haven't really focused on it in previous restaurants for various reasons. So one restaurant was attached to a bakery, and so, you know, it sort of lent to more European cooking. But and certainly the cooking I do is not Japanese. It's just has accents of ingredients and techniques. And I spent a bit of time in Japan. I studied it at uni and just an interest. And I think the menus do need to reflect your interests and also your experiences. So.
Yeah, look, it's very true, and we're seeing, I guess, one of the things we see most frequently is a lot of people who fuse a passion with those very traditional European techniques that come up with something that I hate the word fusion because I think it's one of those words that's overused in the industry.
Yeah, it's curious. In Australia, it's a bit of a negative term, but most other parts of the world, it's not. It's kind of interesting how it comes out.
And Michael, you mentioned that you're sort of quite happy that this could potentially put more bums on seats. Do you see that as the outcome of the award like this, or do you think it's more just simple recognition for the mastery and skill that you employ in your kitchen?
Oh, certainly. I mean, the recognition is lovely. I mean, you know, it's very, very flattering to get that sort of accolade. But yeah, certainly. I mean, and of all the things, the Good Food Guide is the one that really drives a lot of custom meal way, and yeah, we've been pretty busy on the phone for the last 5 days, which is just great, especially coming out of a, you know, August is traditionally quiet month. So
yes, well, let's hope that we can see this getting some more bums on seats at Beechworth. So what does the future hold? We're just going to keep rolling along as you are.
Yeah. I think with awards like this, it's important to keep doing what you're doing. It's it's not an excuse to try and get too tricky or anything like that. So, you know, what we do, what we've always been doing is trying to, you know, do it better all the time. So just keep doing that. Obviously, there'll be a bit more pressure in terms of the fact that we're busier, but also expectation, and restaurants are all about expectation. And so...
It's all about the experience. Michael, if people want to find you, where are you situated in Beechworth, number one?
Right on the main street, 86 Ford Street, next to the post office in the middle of town.
Next to the post office in the middle of town. And your website?
Is theprovenance.com.au.
Theprovenance.com.au. Now, your partner in life and in business has a wine background, so I'm assuming it's a fairly a sensible wine list in the business as well?
Yeah, she does a lot of work on the wine list, and just got 3 glasses in the Gourmet Traveller Wine Guide, so she's, you know, pretty happy about that. And she's a winemaker by trade, so she loves doing it.
Excellent. Michael, I'm really grateful for your time. I understand that things have probably been slightly hectic for you since that announcement on Monday night. We offer you our very sincere congratulations.
Thank
you. We'll have to get my bum in the car and up to Beechworth to come and have a visit, because I have to confess I've not eaten in your establishment.
No, please do.
Same for me, yeah. I would have to go.
Yes. Perhaps we need a road trip, Pierrick.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. at least one night.
Yeah, at least one night. And there's so many wineries up there, I think I could be gone and missing for a week.
Yeah, easy.
Michael, thank you again and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That's Michael Ryan. He is the owner and chef at The Provenance in Beechworth up in Victoria's beautiful northeast, and the winner of Chef of the Year. And some big shoes to fill, Pierrick.
That's great.
So Andrew McConnell, Neil Perry, Ben Shuri, Dan Hunter, they've all they've all held this tiara, as he calls it.
Impressive.
Calls it before. So I think it's I think it's incredibly impressive that is the case. Now, just this week a fellow that I'm a massive fan of announced that he and his man have gotten married. And that is, of course, the very gorgeous Rufus Wainwright. And for no particular reason, I have a lovely version of him doing... It doesn't get much gayer than this, folks. He's from an album called Rufus Does Judy at Carnegie Hall, which is a replication of Judy Garland's concert at Carnegie Hall back in, whenever it was. This was released in 2007, and it is, of course, her most iconic Over the Rainbow, here on Cravings on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
The wonderful stylings of Rufus Wainwright, married to his partner just this week in New York, and we'll be here on tour, I believe, in very gorgeous Melbourne on the 15th of September, the very same night. So if you can't get tickets to Pyrrhic Beer, if you cannot get tickets to A Night to Remember Your Dinner for Alzheimer's Australia Victoria on the 15th with you and all of these fabulous chefs, you can, of course, see if you can get tickets to see Rufus at Hamer Hall.
I will.
Speaking of Hamer Hall, it's finished. The refurb is done. A couple of years of pain. Well worth it because there are some great new restaurants in and along there. Of course, Trocadero being one of them. And one of the others is Saki. Sean Presland has bought his Japanese restaurant from Melbourne, from Sydney to Melbourne. And I can tell you that we'll be speaking to Sean Presland next Saturday on the program here on Cravings on Joy 94.9, talking to Sean about the new restaurant. And we'll also be speaking to Perry Schragen, who has moved from Taxi Dining Room across to the Graham. And I hope to also be speaking to the very lovely Michael Bakash. Pyrrhic Boyer, thank you for your time on the program today. The web address for Le Petit Gâteau?
Is lepetitgâteau.com.au.
Very easy. It's been great to have you with me. And coming up very shortly are the boys from Fender Bender. They're going to be talking all things cars and motor vehicular sort of thing. It's great to be back. I'll be back next Saturday, of course, as I say, with Perry Schragen and Sean Presland from Taxi. Perry from the Graham in South Melbourne. Until then, do have a very splendid week. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy the sunny week that we are going to have. And remember, you know, moderation is for sissies. This has been Cravings here on Joy 94.9. It's a minute to two.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.